Chapter 3. Cooper learned a few things about the town and Ben. Ben had helped Gina keep her old Jeep running, for one thing, and never charged her, except for parts. He'd bought ads for the backs of kids' soccer and Little League team jerseys. Bailey's Bait Shop. He had a bird sanctuary on his land that stretched all the way out to the high rocky cliffs above the ocean. In addition to the eagles, there were seabirds who lived off the water but returned inland to nest, mate, and lay eggs. Cooper remembered Ben emailing him something about that, more than once. Ben apparently hadn't done particularly social things, like volunteer as assistant coach for kids' teams, but he attended town gatherings and meetings and ate out at the diner in Cliffhangers. He contributed a lot, not the least of which was the beach. This was the Ben that Cooper had known. Not shy or antisocial, but satisfied with his own company. He hadn't had a long career in the Army, just a few years. As Coop's helicopter mechanic at Fort Rucker, he was meticulous and verged on extraordinary. But he had issues with rules, probably one of the reasons Cooper took to him.
Bailey, where's your hat?
In my pocket, sir.
Why isn't it on your head?
Because I can't get my head in my pocket, sir.
He learned the marina was small in comparison to others in the region. The crabbers and fishermen who docked there lived in the town, but took most of their catch to larger harbors, although they kept some of it to sell to locals or to cliffhangers. Some of the commercial fishermen had been in business for generations. The marina also held sport and pleasure boats, mostly used by Thunder Point's residents. The bay was a safe, quiet place, protected by the promontories from hostile weather. When Cooper parted ways with Mac after his breakfast, he said,
I don't think there's much reason for me to hang around, except maybe the view from Ben's deck. What will happen to his place?
Mac shrugged.
Not sure. Maybe there will be a search for a next of kin, or maybe it'll sit until it's in default of liens or taxes, then auctioned. That's not Sheriff's Department business. Damn shame, though. People enjoyed the beach.